I know racism when I see it. I know racism when I feel it. And at the highest level of government, there's no room for racism. It sows the seeds of violence and destroys the hopes and dreams of people. The world is watching. They are shocked and dismayed because it seems we have lost our way as a nation, as a proud and great people. We are one Congress, and we are here to serve one house, the American people. Some of us have been victims of the stain, the pain, and the hurt of racism. In the 50s and during the 60s, segregationists told us to go back when we protested for our rights. They told ministers, priests, rabbis, and nuns to go back. They told the innocent little children seeking just an equal education to go back. As a nation and as a people, we need to go forward and not backward.
All right, welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. We are live. We are live. Eva Marie, how are you doing this beautiful Sunday morning?
Sunday morning.
United States of America.
It's of America,
new,
huh?
It's a new damn day. And let me say this. I'm loving this. Yes. Eva Marie, how you doing, baby? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I got a little ahead of myself.
I'm good. No, I'm good. It's Sunday.
Yeah, it's a Sunday.
I'm having fun watching you. So
That's what's up. So Village, we are simply put gonna be discussing what's been going on the last few days and what's really been happening and things like that. First off, I want to start with our Village Hero. We're not going to be with you guys a long time today because this show is going to be focused on pretty much the election, everything surrounding the election, and just all the calamity that is those that oppose what happened. All right, so let's start with a Village Hero. And actually, Eva Marie, I'm going to kind of shift focus on who the Village Heroes are. Village Hero, I initially said, let's choose Kamala Harris. And I chose Kamala Harris because she is the first woman of color to be the vice president in the United States of America. In 2020, damn near 2021, we're still saying this is the first anything. I still think that that's a little bit odd that in this day and age, we're still saying she is the first or he is the first in regards to race, religion, sexual preference, all of that. So I still think it's just beyond me. So yeah, do I think she's a hero because of what she represents to all these young girls? Yes, I do. I do think she is a hero. Even if you don't agree with her politics, she's still a hero. There's a bunch of young girls out there right now, whether you want to say Kamala Harris identifies as a Jamaican and Asian woman, as an Asian woman, as a Black woman, whatever. She's a woman of color, and there are women of color who are showing their young girls right now, look at her. If she can do it, you can do it. There it is. And furthermore, Eva Marie, there should be plenty of white women also who are saying, do you see that woman? Guess what? She did it. You can do it. There it is. Eva Marie, your thoughts. Go ahead.
I see it all over my friends' timeline. I see it from my friends that are kind of like me, kind of conservative liberal, that are like, this is awesome. I see it all over my timeline. You know, like, this is who our young ladies can look up to it, mm-hmm. up to. We can tell our kids, hey, look, this is happening in your lifetime. this is cool. This is, you know, a lot of people were really, really upset the last presidential election because they were so looking forward to telling our young ladies this. Mm-hmm. There is someone, you know, and today it's like, you know, I told my kids, I said, hey, truly look at what's happening. Truly look.
Yes.
There's a woman that high up in our political system that's there mm-hmm. making decisions and making changes. And if she can do it, you can do it. I think I read it said that she came here at the age of 19. So not only is she...
Her mother
came here at the age of 19. But we're talking one generation in. Mm-hmm. One generation in from immigrants in the White House, a lady and a lady of color. Like, that is the coolest thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. And there's a lot of cool things about this particular administration to me. The fact that Joe Biden's wife is going to continue to teach and be a teacher and lift right. teachers up in the country is super cool to me. Mm-hmm. All of this is super cool to me. I'm like, yo, these mm-hmm. are things we've kind of needed. You know, we don't get enough credit to our teachers.
No.
You know, we don't give enough credit to women who help hold this country together. You know, there's just not enough. So it's cool. I'm pretty stoked right now.
Mm-hmm. And let me say this. Let me go ahead and throw this in there as well. Another Village hero is Stacey Abrams. Village, if you are not familiar with Stacey Abrams, she was the gubernatorial for Georgia. She was running for governor. She didn't lose by that much. She did lose. But the reason why I say she's the hero is because herself and many others, she registered over 800,000 people in the state of Georgia for voting. She went and got it done. That's hero.
She looked at a populace and said, why aren't you voting? How are you disenfranchised? How is this disenfranchised you? You don't want to go out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then she educated these folks and said, hey, you want to change? You have to go do this. You want your voice heard? Maybe we won't hear one person whispering, but we get 800,000 people saying the same thing. And, you know, they're going to hear your voice. And she just went out. She changed that state. Mm-hmm. Like that, and she did it in 4 years. Really stop and think about that in 4 years.
Georgia,
that says a lot.
Georgia flipped blue.
Like
so
in 4 years.
Yeah. And this is why I'm saying that. I listen, and we're going to talk about this again a little bit later. I listened to Joe Biden's speech as he went jogging out. For everyone that kept saying, oh, sleepy Joe. If you didn't see Joe jogging out last night, I was like, go ahead, daddy. I am not mad at you. Go ahead. Go ahead, daddy. I'm not mad at you. But when he said, black people, you had my back, I will have yours. I tweeted him and said, yes, black people did have your back. But black women are the ones that helped lead the charge. I'm sorry. That's who led the charge for you. White America, of course, you have white liberals and they're gonna vote for you. But black women, when black women jump on some stuff, some shit changes. And that shows 800,000 people, Eva Marie.
Registered, not only registered, went mm-hmm. and voted. And I think that says a lot because there's a lot of people that are registered to vote that did not vote.
Yes.
There are. And to truly get the heart of what America is, you have to get them out there, you have to get them registered, and you have to get them to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You have there have been more people who have voted this election. Like, it's substantial.
This was the highest recorded voting turnout in history. You know what? In all jokes aside, if Trump would have won, would I have been happy? No. But But I'm still happy that so many Americans turned out and voted.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I'm just, there's so many things to be happy with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even if our candidate had not won.
Right.
The fact that this many people are getting out there and making their voice heard, that's what builds democracy.
Mm-hmm.
When only a small portion of a populace is heard, that's not democracy.
No.
But a larger populace was heard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this brings me to a place inside my head. I'm like, if Kamala Harris can do this, other populaces can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Native American populace can do this, and they can make their voice heard. This is who we would like to see in office.
Oh, and speaking of which, 97% of Native Americans voted for Joe Biden. Just gonna put that out there. Little tidbit for y'all to know.
Little tidbit. But I think my point is, I think the next election, if we keep up this momentum, we're going to see a lot more diversity when it comes to, maybe this next election will not be purely Democratic and Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, and maybe we won't see it in the next two elections, but maybe in the next three or four.
Within our lifetime,
we may have three people up there running. You never know.
Right.
And I think there's something beautiful about that, because there's so many people that don't swing right or left. There's so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And we deserve to have a real choice, because I don't think we've ever really had a completely real choice when it comes to you get two.
Mm-hmm.
That's akin to saying it's right or wrong when you get two. You know, well, maybe there isn't a right or a wrong. Maybe there's just the best person to get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm super excited, and you know, yeah, kudos to Stacey Abrams and the folks that helped her do that.
Right.
You know, like you see a need, and you don't just sit back and go, "Well, I lost my state." Mm-hmm. She said, "Okay, well, if I can't, you know, okay, so I'm not going to be governor, but I'm going to spend the next 4 years figuring out how to change the heartbeat of this state."
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not change the heartbeat of the state, but maybe like show the heartbeat of the state. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. I'm going to show what's really happening here. I'm going to make everyone's voices heard. That is just cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is just really, really cool.
And again, you know, I am the kind of person that will simply say, I am 100%. Would I have been okay if Trump won? Yep, because I'm still going to do me. I'm still going to progress. I'm still going to live life. But there is a sigh of relief.
Yes.
Right? That went across 70, damn near 75 million people. And we'll discuss this a little bit more also. But for all of you that are saying, you know, voter fraud and everything like that, please offer some credible evidence. Because at this point, I would like to know where you're getting your evidence from. If you're just saying what Donald Trump is regurgitating, is believing, then that's a problem for me, right? Because here it is, the states that he won, no complaints. But the states that he lost, now there's some kind of voter registration, voter fraud, dead people are voting. Okay, cool. If you got evidence, man, present it. That's all I'm saying. If there's real hard evidence, present that evidence. But thus far, several judges have actually rejected this, saying there's no evidence. Come back again later when you got something solid. So if he has presentable evidence, man, I am all for it. And if I find out that Joe Biden actually was anyway associated with this, man, then he should go down straight up. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But until then, until you prove him wrong, man, I don't want to hear it. I'm sick of hearing there was voter registration fraud and blah 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 and all this other stuff. And here's another thing too, Village. I want to add another Village hero, right? Y'all gonna be like, damn, KJ, how many Village heroes do we have today? Well, there's a young lady that most of y'all may not have heard of. I've only seen her on CNN. I don't really follow her too much, but when I found out that she was Joe Biden's campaign manager, I was like, oh, okay. Senior campaign advisor, Simone Sanders. She's typically a CNN analyst. Joe Biden tapped her for the position to be in his one of his campaign advisors, so she left CNN. I'm sure she'll be back at some point, but beautiful young sister. I'm not sure where she's from, but like I said, when women get behind something, Village, shit changes. I don't care what anyone says. Women get behind stuff, it's gonna change. It's gonna change. That's just it. It's gonna change. And it showed in the tune of 5 million plus votes for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It showed. Now, you guys can get upset if you're a Republican or conservative or whatever the case may be, you want to get upset. You have every right to be upset because your candidate lost. Okay, empathize? I can empathize with you, I guess, because I wanted Hillary Clinton to win in 2016. Didn't happen. Guess what? President Trump was elected. He's done his term. He lost. I licked my wounds. Kept it pushing. Now, conservatives, Republican Party, do the same. Lick your wounds and get on board. Because guess what? This is what it is. So go ahead, Avery.
Mm-hmm. I had to laugh at work. I have a young lady. We quietly talk about politics. Unfortunately, I work in such a position. You just don't get in heated political debates with your customers.
Of course.
You just don't. I try and de-escalate that all day. And I said, how are you feeling? And she goes, I just can't wait. I said, wait for what? I just can't wait till they're complaining and I can look at them for once and say, if you don't like it, leave. Mm. Because we're so tired of hearing, well, if they don't like it, they can just leave. Mm-hmm. Send them back to Africa, send them to China, send them back to the Middle East, send them back to South America, send them back to Europe. They can go live in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I just had to laugh because I'm like, this is how we feel. We didn't leave. You know, did we complain?
Yeah,
we complained.
I never threatened to leave. I'm not leaving my country. I was born here.
Exactly, but we didn't, you know, just randomly. I've never said to someone, if you don't like it, leave.
Right.
When it comes to the country we live in, you know what I say? If you don't like it, change the narrative.
That's
if you
it.
Don't like it, make your voice be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice was heard. The last election, the country voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. This election, they said, okay, you've had your chance. You've had your chance. We don't like how things went. So guess what? We're going to bring someone else in. Because yeah, Trump did some stuff that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not detesting the fact that he made some good business choices.
Some,
I didn't say all, I said some, but there were so many choices that I did not agree with. And I'm hoping by, you know, bringing in a different president, they can steer our country into a better overall situation.
Mm-hmm.
There it is, a better overall situation.
Right.
And, you know, and I mean, just kudos to these Village heroes. And, you know, I'm sure there are hundreds of thousands that we don't know their name.
Yeah.
We don't know their name. You know, these small cities within cities that someone went out and they got 50 more people to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these places where people, you know, kudos to these people sitting counting these votes in the midst of the most horrible situations where there's people outside with guns screaming at them. Mm-hmm. Kudos to these people. Mm-hmm. No, kudos to all these young people who are out of college that signed up to help the voting process, that are probably having the worst year of their lives, not being able to be in college or having lost jobs. And they said, okay, I'll go sign up to get hired on to help the Democratic process. And they were vigilant about it. I saw probably 6 young people in my town signed up sitting at the tables at the polls. I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. You know? So yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a very good time to be alive.
It is.
Today.
If you're a liberal or progressive, yes, you're happy. If you're a conservative or a Republican or whatever racist, and you're in torment right now because you're not only did your president lose, but there's a black and Asian woman who's now
in the White House. Yeah,
also in the White House. So there it is. So Eva Marie, let's take a little step to the side here. I'm going to talk briefly about something that I've been questioned about with other people that I've known on social media. Why did you vote for Joe Biden, right? I'm going to go ahead and just give a quick, brief moment why. My reason for voting for Joe Biden, and some will say, what the hell? Here's the truth of the matter. I have a bisexual son, and I also have a transgender son. I cannot, in good faith and good conscience, vote for an administration with Trump, with Pence as second in command. Because if something happens to Donald Trump, Pence takes over. I cannot in good conscience vote for that. And I have a child who's bisexual and trans. I cannot in good faith vote for someone like that. And I will not vote for someone like that. So there it is. I've had several people say, well, why are you voting for Biden? Don't worry about why I'm voting for Biden. Well, there's my reason. Pence was one of the reasons why. There are several other reasons why, as far as the way the country looked through my eyes as a black man. But one of my top reasons was, I don't want my transgender child to have to worry about being safe. I don't want my transgender child to have to worry about protections that have been put up for him. I don't want my trans child to have to step backwards in fucking life because someone doesn't fucking agree with who he is as a goddamn person. Guess what? Go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself slowly. And that's one of the reasons why. And I will defend his life just like I will defend all my children's life. Fuck you if you don't agree with people who are gay, trans, or anything else. You don't have to be gay. You don't have to be trans. But you damn sure don't get to fucking violate their rights. They're still human beings. They're still Americans. Go fuck yourself. That's my platform. Eva Marie, your thoughts?
The same. Before my son transitioned, when Trump first came into office, I have children who have intellectual differences. I have children with autism. I have a daughter when she was younger who had severe learning disabilities. And I remember sitting watching Donald Trump make fun of someone who stuttered from a political office. I remember the day they took down the pages identifying folks of in the LGBT communities, and the pages supposedly to change them and update them for the disability acts. And I remember thinking to myself, is the next step going to be we're in concentration camps because we're different? I remember thinking that. I remember saying that to you. And I have the most brilliant, brilliant children, Are they different?
Yes.
Yeah. They're different. But what makes different bad? What makes you more intelligent if you don't stutter or you're blind or you're in a wheelchair? There are now folks out there that have Down syndrome that have college degrees. Mm-hmm. And it's not. They didn't just hand them a college degree. They went through the classes like everyone else. Mm-hmm. Did they have to have accommodations?
Yes.
Yeah. Could it have taken them longer? Yes. But guess what? I don't have a fucking college degree. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that. Am I smart? Yes. Do I have knowledge? Yes. Do I have the capability of getting a college degree? I damn sure hope so. But do I have one? No. Have I read about young people now that do? Yeah. And older people? Yes, I have. And I remember that impacting me. Mm-hmm. And I remember when our sons, both of them, mm-hmm. came to us and told us, Mom, I'm transgender. Mm-hmm. Dad, I'm bisexual. And I said, okay. And then I looked at our administration and I looked at the things that were being done and the rights that were slowly being taken away from these kids and these people. And I said, that is not good.
It's not acceptable.
And I looked, it's not acceptable. And then I looked at what happened with the water protectors. Folks that were just trying to make sure that my great grandchildren can drink clean water. Mm-hmm. Folks that were standing up for their rights to have land that was theirs, their cemeteries, their land, their people, they peacefully doing it. And I watched that administration turn a blind eye on them. I watched big oil go forward. I watched a lot of things that made me very frightened for this first generation, especially my children. And I said to myself, I am sure there's going to be some things that I don't like that get done in the next 4 years. I'm sure there will be. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? No one agrees 100% of the time with anything.
No.
With anything. You don't always agree with what I do. I don't always agree with what you do. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we keep pushing forward. Mm-hmm. But I did say, I don't think I can stomach 4 more years of all of the progress that's been done in this country for the push for there just to be equality across the board get flushed down the toilet by two people. Mm-hmm. And it's not just those two people, but
it's the entire party.
It's the entire party, but it's like this. The heartbeat of the country is represented by who's in that office, right? Mm-hmm. And if who's that in that office is saying, well, and it's making fun of people who might have a speech impediment or have mm-hmm. had a stroke or whatever, mm-hmm. that becomes the heartbeat of our country. Mm-hmm. It suddenly becomes okay to take rights away from people who are trans. It suddenly becomes okay to take away a woman's right to her reproduction organ. It suddenly becomes okay to pollute rivers and lakes and do all of these things that are eventually going to be the downfall of our country. Mm-hmm. I could not in good conscience vote for that.
No.
I may not always agree with what Biden and Harris do, but they damn sure are not going to take away my child's right to go and get appropriate health care.
Exactly.
They aren't going to take away any of our kids' rights to good schools. They aren't going to push forward climate change. And mm-hmm. some of the horrible things happening with climate change. I'm going to be able to wake up 10 years from now and hopefully drink the water out of the tap in my hometown instead of making an entire freaking area sit there and drink poison water. It's just, to me, it's night and day for me.
Yes.
And my kids are priority. My exactly. children are priority. I mm-hmm. do not have to like who's in office to agree with their platform. Mm-hmm. I don't have to personally like them and I don't have to agree with who they are as people completely, But if it means that my child has a future, I'm going to do it.
That's
and
right.
I could not do that with who is currently still sitting in that office. I could not do it in good conscience. And you know what? And that goes beyond my children in the LGBT community. That goes beyond that to my young ladies having someone in office that looks down on women so much. I can't do that, and I won't do that.
Yeah, it like you said, Eva Marie, it was night and day. But that was one of my main ones. I sat back and I remember sitting outside one night. I think you and I didn't get to talk. You were a little bit sleepy, so I sent you to bed early. Whatever. Yes, Village, we're together. Yes, I sent her to bed.
It's a thing. I work crazy hours, so he's always going, go to bed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Exactly. And I remember sitting on my back patio and just going through everything, the thought process of what is transpiring in this country. When someone's rights are being revoked, I have to look at what the source of that is, right? Donald Trump and Pence are the source of that. That is what it is. You can hit me with Donald Trump did this, Pence did that. I don't give a damn. If you want to call me a one voter, a one issue voter, then so what? So what? But that one issue, that means life and death to my kids. So there it is. So I will be a one issue voter, if only for this voting cycle, if I had to. Right? I'm not saying that I'll never vote for a Republican. I just didn't want to vote for this Republican. There it is. So, you know, there are so many things, right? We're looking at, me watching the news, right? And then going and looking at different alternative sources of news and things of that nature, you know, to see people that look like me, people that look like Eva, people that look like America, this melting pot that we claim to be, that we should be out there singing, dancing, smiling, and laughing. Because guess what? If you guys did not get to see the video of the damn fucking vigilante posse in Texas that literally got on a federal highway and harassed a Biden-Harris campaign vehicle, then I encourage you to go and do that. When I saw that vehicle, even saw that incident, even Reed, do you know what I saw? I saw 1940s Texas, 1940s America.
Yeah.
Running people out of town. Who in the entire fuck gets to get away with that?
I saw 1994 when trucks went around my town hooting and hollering that they killed that black man. Mm. In my high school, a gentleman committed suicide. But the teenagers claimed the kill. Killing someone. Yeah, I saw that. I re-saw my childhood that we've come so far from. Mm-hmm. You know, I was alive when there was a very big racial divide, bigger than we have now. Mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to have friends of color. Not because my family didn't allow it. The climate of America didn't allow it.
Right.
If a young lady of color, when I was growing up, if a young lady of color spoke like me or dressed like me, she was disowned by other young ladies of color. And if a young lady like me was in that crowd, it was a big thing. If they, you know, there was just no mixture. There was just, it was such a big divide between those two groups in my school. Mm-hmm. Not so much elementary school, but like junior high, high school, yeah. And I said, I don't want my kids to ever not be able to bring a friend home. Mm-hmm. I don't want my kids to ever not be able to bring a lover home. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to look at my children and regardless of gender, regardless of color, regardless of ethnicity, religion. I look forward to having grandkids. And if those grandkids don't look like me, so be it. I don't care. They're my babies. Mm-hmm. No, I love all children. And so, yeah, that's my reasoning. I don't want to go backwards. Mm-hmm. I want to go forwards. I want to be able to see beauty in America. I want to see that again.
Yeah.
I want my kids to be happy. I want my kids to have free access, or not free access, but full access to mm-hmm. everything else everyone else has.
Exactly.
And I want your kids to have that too. There it is.
There it is. All six of them. Equal opportunity.
All seven of them.
Seven. forgot the niece. That's right.
That's right. Yeah, all seven of them and all the little guys that I'm slowly amassing from my customers that I've fallen in love with.
So, Village, that was my logic. There it is. I don't want to see a world where my kids can't be open about who they are and who they choose to be. Whether you agree with the LGBTQIA community, that means nothing to me. I don't give a damn what you agree with or don't agree with. The individuals, the people, the groups that are part of this community have rights. They are American citizens. They have rights. They have the right, and I'm going to say it, they have the right to be happy the first year and miserable as hell the next 30 or 40. That is the nature of life. So everyone has a right to be married. Everyone, I wonder when you were going to catch that. I wonder.
Everybody has the right just to be together, whether they get married or not, too.
That's true. Very true.
That's a big one, too. Like, yeah, who you're right. with is who you're with.
Right. Like, this archaic thing that, you know, it was pushed on me, you have to be married and blah, blah, blah. No, you don't. I choose not to. That's my choice. And I get to live my life how I choose to and be happy with this life. As long as the person that I'm with is happy with me, then we're happy. Keep it pushing. Right? There it is. So that is a life decision right there. So Village, I encourage each and every last one of you. And there were some people that I wanted to put on blast, Eve Marie, but I chose not to. You know, I had a friend of mine who's conservative, very, very hardcore supporter of Trump. And I'm thinking to myself, aren't you gay? Like, you're supporting Trump and Pence. But if Pence would take over, if he could, he'd put you in a gay conversion program. Like, what does that mean to you? The person that you support doesn't support you. I'm not saying that Biden is the best option or Kamala Harris is the best option, right? I'm just saying in this day and age, this is the best option in my opinion. 4 years from now, if the Republican Party puts up a more liberal-leaning conservative, I may have to reevaluate who I vote for, right? But if there is any chance that the rights of my kids are going to be hindered on, all seven of them, regardless of what they choose, I cannot vote for that. There it is. And Joe Biden even said it in his speech. He said he listed all races, gay, lesbian, trans. And this is the other one that a lot of people didn't catch on to. And even I'll admit it. When he said the disabled community, when he listed them, their ears finally perked up and they like, man, he heard us, right? Because we all heard Donald Trump do when he mocked the reporter, right? Any decent human being would have said, I can't vote for that. A decent human being is not gonna vote for that. When he made fun of that reporter, y'all conservatives just laughed and that blew me away. How do you laugh at someone because they have a disability? Well, guess what? The disabled community, Eva Marie, guess what? They have votes as well, and they voted,
yep.
And they used their voice, and their voice was for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That is another reason why Trump and Pence lost. The LGBTQ community stood up. Black women stood up. The disabled community stood up. There yeah. it is. They stood up. They said, we're not going to take this shit. They stood up. You want to make fun of us? Boom. Make sure these votes go that way. Oh, your vice president doesn't like the LGBTQ community? At one point, he was for gay conversion therapy. Guess what? We're going to cast this vote for Joe Biden. Not just one of us, but a collection of us across this great country. Right? People stood up and voted. People stood up. They used their voice. Just like all the conservatives and Republicans use their voices to cast their vote. Well, guess what? Just so happens that 5 million more people said, our voice is a little bit bigger than yours. And this is how we're going to vote. That simple. I don't want to go back to America where it's the norm for people to get ran out of town for being different. I don't want to live in that kind of country, man. If you can run somebody out of this country because they are different, that is not something that you really want to be a part of. And I don't know if you don't realize that, but you need to understand that. All right, so Eva Marie, let's jump into this next piece here. Voter fraud. I'm still waiting for someone to offer some viable evidence that there was this massive voter fraud. I'm still waiting. Eva Marie, what are your thoughts about Trump saying voter fraud and then all his minions saying, yeah, that's what, look at what happened over here. What are your thoughts? Go ahead.
I think so many safe holds are put in place. I'm sure that somewhere out there are cases, very mild cases of shit went down. Mm-hmm. Because there's too many votes, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it would take a little bit of time to find those. You got to do some digging to find the evidence of that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of votes. And you're not going to find that overnight. You're not going to find that the first week after an election. That's going to take several months to really dig in and find the evidence that something out there could be wrong. Mm-hmm. You're talking about looking and reviewing millions and millions and billions of votes, right? Mm-hmm. And it's taken how many days just to calculate votes? And some of the votes that they questioned went back and looked at those more thoroughly to make sure that they were correctly calculating those votes, right? Mm-hmm. You know, to go vote, I had to sign and they had to put my name against my name to let me have a ballot. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
So the minute things aren't going your way, it has to be voter fraud. There's no way I could have lost. If you can say, and you can say something sounds fishy to me, I can accept that. Something doesn't sound right. Something isn't calculating right to me. Mm-hmm. I can accept that. I can accept that as viable. I would like to have those recounted because something seems off.
Right.
Okay. To me, that's a very grown-up way of putting it. It's viable, and you have every right to say something doesn't sound right to me. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the people I have in those positions are not happy with how these are being counted, and they want a closer look at them. But to immediately say, because I'm not winning, there must be voter fraud, and to immediately just start piling on these lawsuits and makes me go, do you truly think that this is happening? Are you trying to just stay where you're at longer? Mm. Are you trying to are you trying to tie this up in court longer? Mm-hmm. Are you? It's ludicrous. And, you know, I'm sorry, I don't tend to follow the mob mentality. Mm-hmm. If you can show me, you know, where there was voter fraud, okay, that did happen. All right, well, you maybe you did win that state. But you cannot tell me there's been so that the amount of fraud and voter fraud that he's claiming that would sway this entire election. Unless they can literally show me millions of votes mm-hmm. from these different states and you know, that those people don't exist, I'm not buying it. Mm-hmm. To me, Biden won this contest. He won this race. He is our next president, mm-hmm. period.
Right.
And just the idea that, like, literally when things start to go wrong, because, you know, if we're going to look if there's voter fraud on one side, I can darn tootin' tell you that there's voter fraud on the other side as well. It can't be just the one. Just the one side.
Nope.
You know, when you have people impassioned about something, they will go to great lengths to make what they want come to pass. I'm hoping that this was all done legally, and I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so too. That Stacey Abrams went out and pushed for 4 years to get people voting and then made sure they got to those polls.
Mm-hmm.
I want to believe in that American story. I don't want to believe that 14 million people got a robocall or 14, you know, hundreds of thousands of people got their identity stolen and people went and voted in their name. That's insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it just the fact that these states flipped and we started to see it. The only explanation that this man can give is it had to be voter fraud. No, there's other explanations.
Mm-hmm. People were tired of your crap.
Exactly. That's just how I feel about it.
People that voted for you were like, this, no, you're not it.
I'm sure there were instances where there were duplicate votes. I'm sure that somewhere out there, someone's granny forgot that she had sent in a vote and went and voted again because all her friends told her to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and someone didn't catch it. But that one, that vote here and that vote there is not going to do the amount of votes that won this man the election. It just isn't.
Mm-hmm. It's not. It just isn't. No. The number of votes that he's talking about is not, number one, it's not logical. You're talking hundreds of thousands of votes. That's not even
logical.
Like, they've done interviews with the people that were counting to ballots. This one woman, and this was an interview I watched on Fox News. I watched this interview on Fox News. The lady literally said, there is no way for us to do anything. Number one, when we come into the facility, they search us. That's number one. They're not allowed to have anything at their desks. That's number two. She said there was a live feed, there are security cameras, and there are supervisors walking around constantly checking on us. She said there is no way. And then she said, and then the interviewer asked her, well, you know, what about being able to write somebody's name in? She said, sir, we weren't even allowed to have pens at our desk. How? And then this argument that the Trump administration is making, our poll watchers were not even allowed to, they had to use binoculars and stuff like that. They literally showed pictures of a GOP poll watcher and a liberal Democrat poll watcher standing behind the fence with a mask on, standing there watching. I don't get it. I don't get it. So
they have live feeds of all of this.
Right. Did you?
You can literally sit. You can literally sit bored on YouTube and watch them count votes and watch these people make stacks and look at something and you can see how it's not clear and set it to the side and people go by and get it and take it somewhere else to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ludicrous.
Very.
It's ludicrous. And you know, a funny thing I find here in my small town is, you know, of course I voted liberal. I voted for Biden. Mm-hmm. But everyone else in my state is saying, oh, it was all Chicago. It was all Chicago that did it. No, it was my vote too. Mm-hmm. It was everyone else in the town who voted for Biden and Harris. It wasn't just Chicago. It's like, oh, because the 10 of us don't like him, your vote should not count. No, my vote still counted.
Mm-hmm.
It counted last election too. Right. It just more people chose the other way.
That's it.
So,
it's that simple. That simple. Mm-hmm. A few more things and we'll wrap it up here. Did you see the world leaders reacting to Biden and Kamala Harris? Holy hell.
Denver sent me a TikTok. Denver is our oldest son. And it was France and England and some of the different European states when they heard the news.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fireworks.
Yes, I saw that. I saw the video on YouTube.
I forgot the other one he sent, but he said, Mom, just listen. Or maybe it was you. But no, I think it was Denver.
Yeah,
it was Mom. Mom turn up the volume, and you could hear people screaming out their windows, banging pots and pans, and cheering when this man won.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was super. I think it was Chicago, and it was super cool.
Yeah, it was.
You know, just the massive sigh of relief, because I'm not even gonna lie. At first, I had serious doubts that we were going to pull this one off.
Yeah.
I thought people were really as backwards in thinking. And you know, and I don't think really backwards in thinking, but I thought that most liberals were scared.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us were scared. Well, just to even go out and vote, because what difference is it going to make? Because Tweedledee and Tweedledum over here are going to vote for this man. And even if those are my really good friends whom I love, they still don't see what I see.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I really had misgivings, you know? And I was really scared. And when we started to see that turn around, and I think the deciding factor inside my head was when you didn't see his numbers creep up for a long time. Like, yep. The 213, 213, 213, 215, 215, 215, another 8, 10, 12 hours, still at 215. Like, those numbers just didn't rise. They just kind of magically just stayed there, lower.
Right.
I think we did this.
Mm-hmm. And that was, and for me, as someone who, like I said, who voted against him, I was happy. And you know what really calmed me down? And I'm a huge Twitter guy. I love Twitter. I will hop on there because I can really air some stuff out on Twitter and just have fun. And it doesn't go to my Facebook, and I absolutely enjoy that. I can have a little more fun. But I follow filmmaker Michael Moore. And he said, for all you liberals who are already trying to say it's over, there are all these mail-in ballots that have not been counted. And I did not know that, but in Pennsylvania, state law says you cannot count the mail-in ballots until after the election. After the election night, they couldn't be counted until then. So, of course, most conservatives, they're going to go and vote in person, right? And here's another thing. I think Donald Trump kind of set this up. I think at the end of the day, his people were like, listen, these mail-in ballots are going in favor of Joe Biden. You have to set the precedence now that this is, you know, this is all fraud. You got to do that now. So that way your people will believe it. That's honestly what I think happened, right? Okay, so moving on. Michael Moore was like, hey, stop tripping. They got a bunch of votes that we, that have not been counted. Stop tripping. Okay, cool. Sure as hell. Them numbers started creeping up, creeping. And those mm-hmm. mail-in ballots, they take a long time to count. Don't get it twisted. That's not just a, you know, that's not just a one for Biden, one for Trump, one for Biden, one for Biden, two for Trump, three for Trump. No, that's not how it works. It's a whole system, folks.
Yeah.
Things, those votes, those people, they worked sometimes into the middle of the night and still didn't get the job done. Came back the next day and did it all over again.
Yeah, they have to take that mail-in ballot. They then have to authenticate that ballot before it ever gets counted. They have to go into records and they have to say, okay, Eva Fleming, okay, here's her, okay, yep, the address is same, okay, yep, the picture, yep, okay, the birth date, the social security number, mm-hmm. yep, oh, and the signature is the same, okay, so what is her vote? Like, it's a thing.
It's a process.
It's a definite process that they have to do to be able to authenticate those mail-in vote ballots. And then they have to say, oh, wait, why do we have two of them for Eva Fleming? Which one isn't padding out? Okay, yep, that one gets thrown out. We don't know what happened there, but that is not an official vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. There it is. You know, like I said, Eva Marie, Village, if there is solid evidence that there was voter fraud or some kind of voter registration issue, I pray that they find the information and they present it to the American people. But right, as for right now, you're just talking a bunch of noise. There's no evidence. There's nothing. There it is.
Yep.
Just that simple. All right, so one more thing here. I have one more story. And let me tell you how good, and this is something I didn't send to Eva Marie, something actually I found this morning. And I'm gonna post it to the Welcome to the Village Facebook page for everybody to enjoy and read, or I'll find something along the lines of it. But Mississippi's new magnolia flag starting to fly after vote. You all remember that the Mississippi flag was basically, it was a, had parts of the rebel flag, the Confederate flag in it. Well, they have a new flag. It's called the Magnolia flag. It's I'm going to assume this is red on the outside trim. It's a yellow trim as well. And then on the inside of it, it's a blue trim with the magnolia flower in the middle. That is the new flag of Mississippi. Mississippi,
I like that.
Mississippi, even if you guys didn't vote blue, I'm still proud of you for making steps in the right direction to get rid of emblems of racism. Because I'm sorry, at the end of the day, that flag is just a symbol of racism. If you can look at that and say, well, we want to honor our heritage, I'm good with that. Put it in a museum. That's where it belongs. It belongs in the museum. I'm not saying throw it in. I'm not saying put it in the trash. I'm simply saying put it in the museum and let's go from there. There it is. But if you can look at that and be like, there's nothing wrong with it, well, that flag was a direct representation of an army that wanted to continue to enslave people that look like me. How am I supposed to take that? I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, Village. Eva Marie, that's our time.
That is our time. Yeah.
That's our time for today. Great show. Village.
Of course, always.
I apologize if you guys felt my passion this time, but nope, not sorry. Nah. No, I am passionate about my children, all seven of them. I am passionate. Yeah. Those are my babies. And if anyone brings harm or extra crap to their life, they have to deal with me. And it's that simple. And I'm not the one you want to deal with. Anyways, Village, if you guys want to check us out on Twitter, I am at W2 The Village. And I also handle, I am at Enlighten My Mind. And I also handle the Twitter handle for The Village at W2 The Village. Eve Marie is at Muse Chaotic. That is at MuseKaotic. If you guys want to listen to the show, we can be heard through Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Tumblr, Podomatic, Spotify, YouTube, LinkedIn by searching for me, Kevin Johnson. Instagram is Welcome to the Village. I got to get Eve Marie on that account as well. She can post some stuff. Facebook's Welcome to the Village. And Google phone is 619-387-8125. Eva Marie, great show. Thank you for joining me this morning. Great show, sir.
Of course, always.
All right, Village, as the saying goes, and this is going to sound a little bit crazy, as the saying goes, we love you, we thank you. God will always bless you. Have a great day. Bye, everybody. Thank you.